AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The defense is rested in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The prosecution rested a few days ago. Closing arguments are ahead. The jury could start deliberating a week from today. Outside court, Donald Trump said,
"A great case was put on. There is no crime. In fact, I just got almost every review that's been done of the case so far. As they say, there is no crime. This should have never been brought. It should be dismissed before you even have a verdict."
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani pleaded not guilty to 9 felony charges from his role in the effort to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona. Authorities have launched an investigation into the death of Matthew Perry. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Los Angeles Police Captain Scott Williams says police are assisting the Drug Enforcement Agency as they look into why Matthew Perry had so much ketamine in his system when he died in October. Perry's autopsy revealed the amount of ketamine in his blood was in the range used for general anesthesia during surgery. People close to Perry had told investigators he was undergoing ketamine infusion therapy for depression and anxiety, which is an experimental treatment. The medical examiner said Perry's last treatment had been a week and a half earlier, and the drug usually is metabolized within hours. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The UN Food Agency is warning the new USC route to deliver aid to civilians in Gaza may fail unless conditions improve. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder says it's too early to tell.
We've been very clear from the beginning that we're going to take a crawl, walk, run approach to make sure that we are implementing this system in a way where we're working out the processes, the procedures, and including taking into account the security conditions.
The UN says Israel needs to start providing the conditions humanitarian groups need to operate safely. This is AP News. Singapore Airlines says a passenger died on a flight that encountered severe turbulence.
The airline announced on its Facebook page that Singapore Airlines flight SQ321 from Heathrow was diverted to Bangkok. It said the aircraft was a Boeing 777-300ER with a total of 211 passengers and 18 crew on board. Local emergency crews were on site to transfer injured people off the runway for treatment. Videos posted online showed a line of ambulances streaming to the scene at the airport. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Britain say a man charged with assisting Hong Kong authorities with gathering intelligence in the United Kingdom has died in unexplained circumstances. Matthew Trickett was found dead in a park near London. British media reports say Trickett was formerly a Royal Marine who had worked for the UK Border Force. Chinese authorities say the charges against Trickett are groundless. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.